the program of the year is for locals only with Gary Hamada. Let's join Gary and his guests.
Well, it's my lucky day. I got Leroy Downs, a jazz cat, back on the line here from the IAJE conference in New York City live. By the way, all this all these tidbits of information and a great columnist, a commentator himself, Leroy, you can go to his website. It's called thejazzcat.net, thejazzcat.net. He'll have a bunch of stuff on there. And you want photos from the IAJE, you want commentary, he will supply all that on his own website, thejazzcat.com. We're right here again with Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat. Who do you got with you, Leroy?
Hey, how you doing, man? You know, there's just so many people rolling around here at the IAJE, it's hard to pick one, but today I am here with Kenny Werner. He's here next to me. And as you guys mentioned, you can go to the site. It's called thejazzcat.net. Mm-hmm. Now, days here at the IAJE last about 15 hours because there's so much to do and there's so much to get around. So when I get back to the West Coast, that's when I'll probably write an article. But if you go to thejazzcat.net right now, the first article, there's an icon of the IAJE. You can click on there, and then inside there's a little slideshow. You can see some pictures that I've taken from things that are happening here around the conference. I went to Birdland last night and saw Kirk Elling's Dynamite Show. So, you know, just so much going on here. And with me right now, Mr. Kenny Werner is here. I'm going to let you talk to Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. Gary Hamada here. Nice,
hey.
Nice talking with you again, Kenny.
Kenny.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you know, I just spoke to Reggie Marshall just a few weeks ago. And,
kidding.
Yeah, and, you know, your man. And,
right.
Yeah, and, you know, we're excited to have you get you back here again and on the Monterey Peninsula very soon.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too, man.
You know, I hear you all the time on the radio with in Europe, actually.
Really?
Yeah, there was a special song. I can't remember. You did a song with, there's a program over there in Europe, the Stage of Europe. A fellow in Holland does this show.
Oh, the North Sea Festival I was at.
Uh-huh. And you were there, and you had written a song.
Specifically. Oh, was this with Toots?
Yeah, it might have been with Toots.
Actually,
well, that's a tune of mine. Yeah, it's called Inspiration.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think in fact the program we're speaking of is European Jazz Stage with Hans Montel. Are you familiar with this person?
I'm not familiar with Hans Montel, but you know, something we did might have gotten rolled into a radio show.
Yeah, he has a syndicated program through WFMT, Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. And, well, I'm glad because the piece they're playing, which is my tune, is called Inspiration. So we actually got a Grammy nomination for that, too.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so how many of these IAJE conferences have you attended, Kenny?
You know, I've attended a lot. I'm going to say five or six because, you know, because of my book, this is a place where I actually have a really good home and people that really give me a beautiful space and respect. And I've done clinics here or every other year or played. If I'm around in January, which is usually a good bet, I'll definitely go to the IAJE. And it's just grown to be, it's amazing. It's one of the most amazing music phenomenons in America.
Are you there this year as a clinician, a performing musician, a panelist, or self-reason?
This year was my turn to be a musician. I'm playing with my trio tomorrow night. I also premiered a new piece for big band with Richard Bona singing and playing bass, Chris Potter playing sax, and Gil Goldstein playing accordion. We premiered it with the NYU band yesterday, and today I ended up doing a clinic because the Montreux Jazz Festival had a competition, and the piano winners came today, and I did a clinic by listening to them, commenting, and giving the audience a little bit of a taste based on telling those guys, you know, giving those guys some suggestions. So I kind of done a little bit of everything this time.
Yeah, can you recall the names of the winners of this Montreux piano?
Oh, Jesus. You know, one thing is, I sure I can't, but I'll tell you this. One of the guys was the son of Baden Powell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Which is beautiful. And the kid sat down and played with such heart. Wow, the whole room got, you know, when silence has a buzz to it?
Oh, yeah.
The room just got that kind of buzz. Yeah. This kid, of course, they're all going to continue to progress, but you could see that this kid's going to be able to take a room and take everybody down into their heart.
Kitty, your book is probably the book for a lot of aspiring musicians, especially pianists. And you want to give us a website that people can go to order that book?
Yeah, they could go to my website, kennywerner.com. But I also want to say that pretty soon I'm going to be doing, you might have been hearing about this artist share thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing that, and it means something different for every artist. But for me, those that have already read the book, and I get a lot of emails, what's coming next? Is there another book? Is there more help that I can get from your teachings? I'm going to be putting stuff that's going to show up every month, audio streams, video streams, articles, a lot of stuff to help people who have already read the book and have decided that they want to go, they want to go in that direction, but they, So not only for people who would like to get the book and my music, by the way, but not forget that, my latest CD is Live at the Blue Note with my trio. But those that have the book, if they'll check me out in a month or two, they'll see a lot of help that they've been waiting for. All kind of me practicing on video, me teaching other people, and just giving direction to help people further themselves along in what might have gotten started from originally having.
And this would be on Artist Share.
Well, it'll be. I'm not even sure what share on my website. If you just go to my,
All right.
They'll see all what's the different participations that are available.
And your website again.
KennyWerner.com.
Pretty easy. That's who we're speaking with right now, live from the IAJE conference in New York City. We can't wait to have you back here at KRML. We certainly enjoy your music so much, Kenny.
Well, I always enjoy coming out and playing for you guys.
Hey, Kenny, George here again. On this schedule, on this year's schedule of the IAJE, is there, in fact, any particular panel or concert or clinic that has your interest, one or more?
Well, I was just you get so overwhelmed when you get here.
Yeah.
Like, you try to walk across the lobby, and, 45 minutes later, you've gotten about 10 steps because of all the people you know. So I can't say there's been a panel, but I was just upstairs watching the honorees, this year's IAJE honorees. Very pleased to see that Bob Brookmeyer was among a lot of people. Freddie Hubbard, Clark Terry, Jim Hall.
Oh, brother.
I can't remember everybody. Nancy Wilson.
Oh.
And, Bob Brookmeyer is a patron saint of mine, and so I'm just so happy to see him in that company and to see all those guys. And right now, John Faddis is conducting what's now called the Jazz Orchestra of New York. I think it was formerly the Carnegie Hall Band, and the Count Basie Band's coming on, and they're just going to confer all kinds of honors on these guys, and that was nice to see.
We're working on here, when I talk with Reggie Marshall, and he'll probably talk to you, is the next time Toots is out this way, we're talking about bringing your whole group here to the area.
The Toots' whole group? Or
yeah,
whole group?
Well, your whole, you're in collaboration with Toots, Toots Thielemann. So,
you mean with Ayerto and
Justin
Raven?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I caught you at the San Francisco Spring Session one year and found you and Toots and Ayerto and Oscar Castroneves on stage.
Yeah.
That was an event I'll never forget. That was incredible. Thank you.
So Reggie Marshall will probably talk to you about that, and we'll talk more about it in the future. Hope our listeners are giving everybody just a little peek at what we're planning on down the road here.
Well, that's great. Yeah, no, that band is really fun. There's such personalities on that stage.
Oh yeah.
At that moment, that it's just. It's fantastic.
Well, you and Toots Thielemann have such a great rapport and respect for each other.
Well, we do. He comes from, that place where his total output has to do with what else he's hearing on stage, which is a lost art for some younger musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You hear him play, but he's never not listening. If I play a certain chord and he's not immediately down with it, he catches every little thing,
And how long have you been playing together?
Well, now we've been playing together almost 10 years. It's funny how time flies. We were either 95 or 96.
Time flies,
isn't it? When I first played with him as a sideman.
I can relate to that, Kenny. This is George. That's how long I've been doing this program at KRML, 10 years now.
And it probably feels like about 3 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right. This is KRML Carmel, by the way, and on the phone with us, it's pianist and author Kenny Werner. He's at the 33rd International Association for Jazz Education. And I do have one other question I'd like to know. From you, what would you like to see or attend at the IAJE that has not yet been scheduled? Is there anything that comes to mind?
No. Okay. You know, not because...
That's what T.S. Monk Jr. said. Okay.
Well, no, I can't. Yeah. You know, they try to cover, yeah. you know, a lot of subjects. I'm not even that interested. To me, it's all about the music, yeah. you know. Mm. So I can't say I'm big on panels, although I'm asked to sit on panels, but I'm not that interested in the politics. I'm not that interested in protocol. I'm not that interested in etiquette. I'm not interested in yeah. whatever the hell they're talking about. You know, to me, it's I like the era. I go back to the era and just play some music.
Any particular panel that you would like to be a part of that you weren't?
No, I can't really think of it. Right. I mean, just the only reason I take note of a panel is because I would be part of it. I was on a funny panel a couple of years ago. It was about jazz educators, and I don't want to mention the other guys who are up there. And they said, and they were all great players who were jazz educators. That was sort of the theme, you know, like guys that you know have a career, but they also jazz educate. And they went around the room and they asked who's... You know, why do you teach? And there was all this, you know, well, the responsibility, the next generation, blah, blah, blah. And they got to me and said, why do you teach? Well, at the time I started teaching, there wasn't enough gigs. So yeah. I started to teach. And you know what? That's probably true for most of them.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, what's...
They start to believe their own propaganda.
Yeah. Well, everybody should go to Kenny Werner's website, which is kennywerner.com. Pretty easy to get to and see what this gentleman is about. As you know... He is the pianist, or artist.
You know, that is an interesting observation or turnaround or feedback for you. Well, there are not enough gigs, so I'm going to teach this. So
that's how most people become teachers.
Yeah. So all told, you know, you have the recommendations, the requirements, or the gift in order to go out and do something of that nature, if, in fact, you know, there aren't enough gigs out there. Which
Well, you know, I'm really grateful for the fact that as I get older, and this is unusual, too, I am playing more and more. I have more respect from more and more places. Usually it doesn't always work that way at a certain age. And I can say that the ratio of playing to teaching is much more playing than teaching, where at one time there was a lot of teaching and not a lot of playing. So, but I'll never, you know, the thing is, the teaching is so organic. You know, the guys come and they just see what you're doing and try to show them how to get on the same path, you know? It's really kind of that simple. And I will say one thing about the IJA in total. They have gone ahead and created more energy towards this music than anything that happens in America. I mean, you know, the sheer size of what goes on here and the amount of people that are involved.
Oh, yeah, the first 2 years.
It started from an educational point of view, but now, you know, one gets the feeling of the spirit of the music itself.
You're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. We're on the line here with Kenny Werner, live from the IAJE conference in New York City, and with LeRoy Downs as a guest over and correspondent for KRML, the jazz cat himself. And we're going a little over in the show today. George Fuller will be right with you with Sunset Jazz very shortly, but we felt this was very interesting, and we don't always have an opportunity to talk to someone of his stature in the jazz world. So thank you very much, Kenny.
Sure, my pleasure. I'm going to give you back to LeRoy.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, LeRoy, very much. And two great guests, and you know, Thelonious Monk Jr. and Kenny Werner, and I'm glad you're having a great time over there, and you know, thank you very much for being our correspondent for KRML at the IAJE conference this year.
You know, I'm having a fantastic time here, and you just there's so many people around here. Getting interviews shouldn't be too difficult.
Well, you got two of the giants, and thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Our listeners got a rare treat, and if you want more information, go to thejazzcat.net. He is, other than that, his name is LeRoy Downs, and he's on the air with us right now. And thank you very much, LeRoy.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and have a great time, and we'll be right back with more from For Locals Only, a little extended version today here at KRML Jazz and Blues Radio.
Your 24-hour source for jazz and blues on the radio is KRML Carmel.
Well, first of all, I want to thank I want to thank George Fuller for allowing us to go a little bit of extended version into his show, Sunset Jazz, to be right with us. I think he was enjoying himself as well, talking to Kenny Werner and Thelonious Monk Jr. today, and arranged by our KRML correspondent, Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat, over at the IAJ conference in New York City. So thank you very much, Leroy. And if you want more information, again, I'm going to repeat myself, thejazzcat.net is where you want to go to get more information on our interviews today.